Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Free Odyssey app.
Jennifer Seneschal, who is the founder and director of training of Alpha Bravo Canine. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
Thank you, Dawn. I appreciate you having us on.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Tell me, first of all, so I know you're located in Bucks County and you do the training there. How did you start? Because you're a founder, obviously, co-founder. So how and why did you start Alpha Bravo Canine?
Sure. I started Alpha Bravo Canine, honestly, as a way to give back to our veterans. One of my main focuses was veteran suicide and to bring awareness to veteran suicide, but also give our veterans an outlet for something for them to almost like have a new mission in their life. And that new mission is actually taking their own health and their own life back.
You know, Jennifer, we talk about the longest war, Afghanistan, and looking at how many of our veterans suffering from some of the things that I talked about, the PTSD and other combat-related disabilities. But when I think of, and I was looking up some stats as far as Afghanistan veterans as well as those who served in Iraq, is that the bulk of those who you're serving currently?
It is the bulk of who we're serving. We also have served our Vietnam veterans as well, too.
And so,
yeah, but the bulk is definitely are those war eras, absolutely.
And so, you know, I know that you're Alpha Bravo Canine, you're an official 501c3 organization. That takes a lot if people don't know what it takes, first of all, to set up a 501c3 organization, which means it's a nonprofit and there are all kinds of, you know, watchdogs within the government and the state and so on to guarantee that essentially that the money, let's say people that donate to Alpha Bravo Canine, that it goes where it's supposed to go. But you actually donate these service dogs to our U.S. veterans, our military veterans. I know that this is costly. I mean, to do the training. So first of all, how much of, you know, you're donating the service dogs. How do you fundraise? How can people get involved so that they can support what you're doing?
Yeah, we fundraise year round, to be honest with you. It costs approximately $25,000 per dog. So it's a constant fundraising that we do. We have yearly events. We work with White Dog Cafe, who does a yearly dining out night where they donate a portion of the proceeds back to us. We have a yearly dog walk out in Bucks County, which is awesome, called Strolling for Service Dogs. And then we have little events throughout the year to help take care of the cost associated with this.
And so for you, I know that, and I want to get to the point of talking about something newer, and that is that if somebody already has a dog, that you can, if somebody has a dog, the dog has to qualify, but that you could help train their dog if they're, let's say, a military veteran with a dog. Is that how it works, that you could help them actually train the dog?
If the dog qualifies, yes, we can. We are an owner train, so we do owner train as well, too. A little bit more, just set up a little bit differently, but it's something that we definitely could help out with as well.
And, we want to get to the issue of, as I said, you're based in Bucks County, but there's an issue here where you're now being essentially booted from that space or you need a new space. Talk to me about what's going on as far as Alpha Bravo Canine's home so that you can carry out your mission.
Sure. We've been in our current space for about 7 years now. Unfortunately, with a 650% monthly increase in rent, with 3% after that, every year after that, we can't afford to stay where we're at. So we're looking for a space. We're currently based out of Newtown, PA, and we're looking for a wide open space where we can do our training, have our veterans come in. This is also a space where we have volunteer puppy raisers that come in on a weekly basis to do training with us. And it's a place for volunteers to come in as well to also want to give back to our veterans. So we are in need of a training space right now.
And so let me ask you this, because I know a ton of people who have, you know, run kennels and that sort of thing. Does it matter if it's Bucks County, Montgomery County, Jersey, right over the, you know, because you're in Bucks now, do you need to stay in Bucks County?
Right now, with where our puppy raisers are located, and all of our puppy raisers are volunteer, we're trying to stay within the area that our current volunteers are, because our, you know, we have volunteers that come out on a weekly basis and they do a variety of different events with us and things like that. So we're also just trying to make it as easy as possible for everybody to be able to get to us.
So how many dogs?
Our first preference is Bucks County.
Okay. How many dogs are you training right now, Jennifer?
So we just donated a dog about 2 weeks ago. We currently have 4 dogs in training now. We have 2 younger puppies, and then we have 2 dogs that will be ready to be donated within the next 6 months. So we try and have about 6 dogs at a time with the cost associated with everything, and we do have to fundraise for it. So, I like to stay within our limits. We usually have about 6 dogs in training at a time.
So I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
It's alphabravocanine.org. And on your site, which I'm a doggy lover, Dan is too. I'm seeing mostly, it looks like maybe Labrador Retrievers. What kinds of dogs are you, if somebody already has a dog or a puppy, is it a lab? What kind of dogs?
We use labs. The dogs that we donated are always Labrador Retrievers. They love to work. They'll work for anything. They're a great dog to just integrate into anything. They're just awesome dogs. But yes, we will work with other dogs as well too, if it's an owner train. But the dogs that we donate out are labs.
I just got a question, because we got a couple via text, social media. 650% monthly rent increase. That's a lot. Like, say you're paying $1,000, you're now being charged $6,500 a month. Say it's $2,000, you're talking about $13,000. That's a huge increase. So I'm just curious, what's the justification that you guys have been given for that kind of increase? What's going on there?
There's no justification for it, honestly. It's just, it was presented as this is the way that it is. And, you know, I've been in a relationship with this company for a really long time, so it's not like it's anything's new. Nothing has changed on either end other than they just want to charge more money.
And is this going to everyone in the building or at their properties, or is this like a direct shot towards your charity? Or I don't know if you want to...
I think it's just directly, we're the only leases. We're the only lease in the building. Hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah,
unfortunately,
spot,
it's almost like we're trying to be pushed out. That's the way that I feel.
Well, and it could be with real estate the way it is. Quite frankly, they may want to sell the property, and they already have somebody who has a purpose for it. That's what I'm suspecting.
Yeah, they're not selling it.
They're not. So they have somebody.
No, they're not selling it.
So, you know, we'll.
I think they want to expand their services with what they do. They're not trying to sell it.
Oh. So if we've listeners in Bucks County that have property, if they can help out with this, how would they get involved, or how can they reach out to you to help out there? If they want to rent out to you, maybe they can offer a decent price. Where should they go?
Absolutely.
And also to give us the space, mm-hmm. like how much space are we talking about and what are the needs here?
Sure. If somebody wants to reach out to us, they can do that directly on our website under alphabravocanine.org, and that is all spelled out. You can go to our contact button. My email, servicedogs@alphabravocanine.org, but everything's right on our website. Our current space is right around 2,000 square feet. You know, that includes training space as well as, you know, we need a little bit of storage. Realistically, if we had about 2,500 square feet or a little bit above, that would be amazing. Because we also have merchandise and things that we try and sell, which also goes towards the supplies that we need for our dogs as well, too. So, yeah, anything in that area right around that square footage would be amazing.
Well, listen.
And it has to be an open space because we do need that open space for the training.
So you need an open space, but obviously you need like an office space or someplace that's where you can store things and have what, some office.
And I'm assuming some offices. Outdoor space, fenced in space as well.
I mean, that would be amazing. Outdoor space would be great.
All right.
For sure.
So we have some listeners with like specific places. I have a friend in Montgomery County. I think that doesn't work because of the location, but we'll work on it. We have a great listenership and viewership. So Jennifer Seneschal, thank you so much for joining us. We want to follow up with you. I mean, you're doing great things with this incredible nonprofit, and at the end of the day, helping our veterans deal with the price that they've paid for our freedoms. It's the least we can do. Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Oh, God bless.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.